you started very, very well. A couple of drop shots in the back nine. Do you feel you were going to post something better when you got maybe halfway through the round?
Yeah, I mean, I got to 3-under through 10, and I was thinking if I get through 11 and 12 are tough holes, then you've got 13, 17 par 5s, pick up one or two more. I thought, you know, I felt like I was cruising to shoot 6-under. Then, I mean, I hit a decent drive on 12. You know, obviously you're favouring slightly right because the bunker's down the left, and I was 2 yards from the fairway and couldn't barely see the ball, couldn't move it, you know. And then on 15, it's the same thing. I was like 3 yards left of the fairway, and then left of where my ball was actually fine. And then it was the same. I moved it like, you know, 10 yards or something. So, and then even 17, I hit a great drive, tried to take on that right bunker. Just didn't carry, hits the top lip, comes back, same on 18. So it was just one of those nearly days, but hopefully I'll save it for when I need it more.
In terms of learnings, what do you take from this week ahead of Carnoustie then?
Not much really, you know, it's just another week. It's just kind of you take the state of your game leaving, you know. So I'm fairly happy with most things. There's a little bit of work to do and I have plenty of time, so I mean, it's one of those weeks. I was never up there, never doing terribly, just kind of average, ticking along, kind of boring stuff really. The overall feeling would be slight frustration for the week. You know, I didn't feel like I felt like I played better than 50th place or whatever level par is, but it's just one of those things, you know. I couldn't get anything going for the week, couldn't get it in the fairway enough to have consistent chances to attack flags. And today was a little bit like yesterday, you know. I got it under par early, had a few chances to get a bit more under, didn't take them, then get a couple of bad breaks and all of a sudden, you know, you're back to square one. So, you know, the game isn't far away. It's been a great week with the crowds and the environment, having family up, all of that stuff. Course has been amazing. Just need to get a few more breaks and hit a few more fairways and then I think I'll be fine. I can't remember last time I had 1,000 people watching me play when I was in 50th. You know, normally there's like three and those three are over with you. So yeah, that's great. You know, you have support no matter what, and that's a positive. You know, it's not something to dwell on, pressure, that kind of thing. But you know, it's three Irish Opens for me, three made cuts and three very average finishes. So hopefully, you know, I can get a chance to contend soon. But for now, I'm just going to focus on next week, really. Short game's sharp, putting is good, seeing my lines well. Just need to get comfortable hitting driver on links courses in the wind, you know. I feel like if I went out to play Parkland today, I'd drive it great, you know, because my swing doesn't feel so far away. It's just that bit of tension when you're hitting in crosswinds and down narrow chutes, and you know that there's a bunker 5 yards left, and if you go in, you're in big trouble. So I think it's just kind of getting a little bit more comfort in that and shaping it against winds, and then I'll be fine. That's really the only element that I think needs a bit of work. Yeah, nice to play with Graham, and then in front of Shane and Simon behind us, so we have this nice little Irish contingent there in the middle of the morning, about 4 hours too early, but nice day out. Nice the rain held off for the most part, and we both had our chances to shoot better than we did, but we'll have to settle for what we have now.